Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Brendan Riley is the alderman representing Chicago's downtown 42nd Ward, the Central Business District, although almost 100,000 people live there now. And yesterday was a virtual city council meeting. Alderman, how did that work? How did that go yesterday?
Total technological chaos, actually.
Oh, well. Are you doing another one today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 1 p.m., we're going to do a do-over, if you will. Yesterday, due to a lot of procedural parliamentary maneuvering, we had to recess city council so we can come back on Friday to pass emergency powers for the mayor to negotiate PPE and medical device deals over the next 2 months. And then a whole bunch of other extra exciting policy stuff we have to get done by the end of the week.
I'm looking at this Tribune story today about Lincoln Park Alderman Smith and this issue about people being concerned that some runners are jogging too closely to other people. And what's happening with that?
Well, Alderman Smith introduced an ordinance yesterday morning that would require face masks or bandanas or any sort of self-fashioned face-blocking material for anyone over the age of two. And, you know, what we've been hearing from the CDC and the State Department of Public Health is that having some sort of material over your mouth and nose helps contain your droplets. So it doesn't necessarily protect you from anything, mm-hmm. but it protects your neighbors from you.
Right.
And we're seeing other municipalities and states adopting this policy. And Alderman Smith believes that would be a good one for the city of Chicago as well.
And how do you stand on that one?
I support it. You know, again, we're not going to be in the business of locking people up. You know, we're actually in the business of allowing folks to be early released for nonviolent criminal offenses. But it is socially responsible, and we want to encourage that. So making it a city policy, I think, is a smart idea.
Your area has more than 40,000 business licenses, so many restaurants in the downtown area. What about this proposal from the Finance Committee chairman for a 5% cap on all delivery commissions through those third-party restaurant delivery apps like DoorDash?
Yeah, Bob, I support that that initiative. And while these apps are very popular with consumers, very few people understand the economics behind those apps. And I'll be honest, I'm guilty of this. I live downtown, and my wife and I have ordered plenty of food from Grubhub and others. But the fees that they charge the local restaurants are exorbitant and actually eat up the very slim profit margins that local restaurants make. And so, you know, no offense to the delivery apps, good for them for trying to make money. But they really are hurting our local small restaurants at a time when they really need some extra help. So it may seem punitive, but I do think that Alderman Wagesback's proposal to cap delivery fees at 5% is appropriate right now. We want to make sure that when we're through this pandemic, those restaurants that we love so much are there for us, and their employees are there for us, too.
Your 42nd Ward is the home to many of our famous restaurants, iconic places, establishments that have been around a long, long time. What are you hearing from some of those places and also some of the newer restaurants? What's the latest that you get from them when you come in contact with them and talk to them? Because I know you do that.
Yeah, I do on a frequent basis. And Bob, you know, I used to work in that industry myself. You know, it's kind of a mixed bag. The larger, you know, institutional brands that are associated with Chicago, Gibson's Group, Let Us Entertain You and others, they're doing okay. They're actually enjoying a pretty healthy carry out business. The folks that I worry for and feel bad for, actually, are those that launched in the first quarter of this year, just weeks ahead of the pandemic breaking. Those are the folks that I'm hoping that your listeners will support. But it's been a mixed bag. Bottom line, the industry is suffering terribly. They need that PPP assistance from the feds desperately. And they need some more relief from the state and the city. I'm worried. I think about a quarter of the restaurants we love so much won't be there for us when we get through the pandemic.
Yeah, that is really a shame. That's depressing. And as I look out the studio window here from our building at 303 East Wacker at the empty, dark hotels, the Big Sheraton and the Swiss Hotel, what are you hearing about the hotels? I mean, I can't imagine the business they're losing now, and they still have to maintain those giant buildings. What's happening with those places?
Yeah, I'm very worried for our hotels. They're actually struggling the most. The last sector of our economy that will recover from the pandemic will be, frankly, the hotel and lodging industry, because of the dampening effect on travel and tourism. If hotels are open in downtown Chicago, they're 5% occupied or less. Many of our hotels have actually closed down altogether and shuttered their doors. I worry for their employees, especially. These are folks who struggle every day to make a living. We have a handful of hotels downtown that are serving first responders during the COVID pandemic. They're basically safe havens for people who need to self-quarantine from their families or need to be close to hospitals or their assignment. But other than that, the hotels are in very dire straits right now.
I had this idea, and it may be too soon for this, but I wonder if hotels are thinking about when we start to loosen a few regulations up. People have a lot of pent-up vacation desires, and they're going to still be probably reluctant to fly and do a lot of traveling like that. But, what about a staycation? What about staycation promotions? Is there anything there for hotels as a way to kind of start a partial recovery?
I think that's a brilliant idea, Bob. We should talk to the Hotel Lodging Association about that. Look, I live downtown blocks from probably two dozen hotels. Now, I'll rent a hotel room to support the industry when we get out of this thing, too. My hope is that with the social distancing and increase in testing, that within 6 to 8 weeks, we can start to relax these restrictions and allow different sectors of our economy to get back to life. But I want to remind your listeners, Bob, that the hotel lodging folks and the restaurant industry will be the last people welcomed back to the dance. And so whatever you can do to support them in the meantime, whether it's a GoFundMe page for hotel employees or it's ordering takeout from your favorite local restaurant, that's the stuff that matters most right now. Mm-hmm. Let's support our local businesses while we have to stay at home.
Let's put our heads together. I've got some staycation promotional ideas.
Sounds good, Bob.
And one other thing I wanted to ask you about, it sounds like an ordinance that makes sense. Alderman Coleman wants to mandate hand sanitizing stations near entryways and elevator banks and places of public access. Why not? Who would be against that? Is it that much of an extra cost for those places?
I agree with you, Bob. I think it's a great idea. I need to look at the fine print. What we don't want to do is create an unfunded mandate, a burden on private business to install certain things that, frankly, aren't available on the open market. Hand sanitizer is still, I think, more valuable than gold these days. I think it's a good progressive idea. And as long as we can actually make that happen in reality, I'm for it. But again, we've got shortages on hand sanitizers. As long as it's public institutions and public places, I think that's doable. But putting that on private businesses might be a bit of a burden given the lack of availability of sanitizing solutions.
Yeah, from what I read, Alderman Coleman wants those hand sanitizer stations in stadiums, museums, music venues, concert halls, theaters, and nursing homes, parks, government buildings. So in those places, it seems to make sense, and it also will make us feel better, and more people will get out there if they feel safe and having those hand sanitizer stations. I know when I go to a grocery store and they have the wipes or whatever, it just makes you feel better about getting in there, doesn't it?
Yeah, and actually, based on those guidelines, I'd support that ordinance tomorrow, no problem.
All right, well, keep us posted, and hopefully the technology will work this time when you have your virtual city council meeting. Is it harder to fight with your fellow aldermen when you're on a computer, or can you still get into it?
Yeah, you can, but you know those streaming breaks make it more difficult. I much prefer to fight in person. I don't know about you, Bob.
that's what makes Chicago the city that works. All right, it's Alderman Brendan Riley. Downtown. Good luck to you, Alderman, and hopefully we're near the nadir here, and things will slowly start to get better. But I know it's not official, and I know they haven't said anything yet. The mayor hasn't talked about this, or the governor, in terms of that's it. We're definitely going to have to extend the stay at home and the quarantine through the month of May. But you know we're going to have to do that. There's no way we can get out of this before June, is there?
I know. I think that's actually a very fair bet that we'll be continuing the restrictions through May, because we're not going to peak until mid-May, and you need a good 2 weeks after the peak to reopen things and manage the curve. So yeah.
All right. Well, stay healthy. Thanks for the update, Alderman. Appreciate it.
You too. Stay healthy, Bob.